My name's Leon Coates, pastor of Kenova Evangelical Church. Making disciples, equipping the saints. Bible-based, Christ-centered. The sanctity of life, various scriptures. As biblical Christians, we hold to the sanctity of life. If someone were to ask you why, would you know? Genesis 9:6, Psalm 139, verse 13 to 16, Jeremiah 1:5, and Matthew 1:20 each give some input on this subject. Key issues are the initiation of life, the incarnation, and the image of God. The scriptures teach that life and personhood begin in the womb, even from the moment of conception. Science supports that biblical reality, given that the male components that merge with the female components at conception die out if they don't merge. From the point of conception, a whole new creature emerges, as the DNA of the person has all the instructions, everything to grow to maturity, to birth and beyond. While the second person of the Trinity existed before he became a man, the personhood of Jesus, the man, began at his incarnation. Every human is made in the image of God and is afforded the dignity deserving of carrying that image. So whether at the beginning or the end of life, it's not for man to decide who lives or dies. Dignity is not even about quality of life, not about what you can do, but about who you are, the image of God. It is clear that our society is in the midst of judgment as we demonstrate such depravity and give approval to those who carry it out, as Romans 1:28-32 presents. We need to be those who present the truth on these matters, though with care and compassion, because behind the push for assisted dying and abortion, there are often hurting and confused people who first and foremost need love and the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening to the Solid Ground podcast. It's our hope that Christians would be encouraged to present a biblical worldview and others would hear the gospel. If you have questions, please email contact@kenovaec.com. That's contact@kenovaec.com.